The Lord is blessing us and truly with us, heart dwellers. And he had a message today, which was kind of comical. I had to laugh at one point, and I'll read it to you, and you'll understand why I had to laugh. He began, "When I tell you these things about timing and being ready, it confuses the enemy just as much as it confuses you. But you trust me, so I don't worry about your confusion." "Each one of these rapture warnings serves many purposes. Yes, I am toying with the enemy. Yes, I am building virtue, trust, faith, and hope in my waiting bride. And yes, I'm asking you to be vigilant over yourselves and to keep your eyes on the horizon. Each time I bring this up with great seriousness, it's not just for those reasons. It also carries the weight of truth with it. Had it not been for the intervention of Australia, it would have happened earlier. But now certain things are passing by the point of no return, and for that reason I want you to stay prepared and alert. Yet I have told you, you have a little time. Get things done that are still hanging. Don't leave this earth with any remorse. Oh, I should have done this. I should have done that. Finish it all off. Not only will you have deeper peace, but those who receive your packages will be amazed that you knew in advance and prepared so much for them. Nevertheless, don't stress over what you cannot complete. Do what you can and rest in my presence, and I will make up the remainder in grace. One of the most serious preparations you can make, any of you can make, is to prepare your hearts for heaven. In heaven, there's no slander, no backbiting, no jealousy, no fear, no gossip, no hopelessness, and no depression. In heaven, there is supreme bliss, and as you choose to dwell in me, you will have a taste of this bliss. Each day you will be tempted to enter into gossip, tale-bearing, lust, and all the other sins that have plagued your whole life. These are exercises in virtue and a sign to the world as well that this is not your homeland. You come from a different place with a different culture, a God culture. The sweetness of your spirits is the most convincing sign that I am real. Through all the troubles and contradictions of life, if you maintain this sweetness, it will be substantial proof of your God, that he is real and he is love. This is why I do not want you getting involved in the dark side of what's transpiring in the world. Everyone is talking about that, but who is rising above it with supernatural power? My bride. She does not soak in the scum of the earth, these intrigues, genocides, and conspiracies. No, she rests in me and brings light, not darkness, to the world. Those who have spent their lives investigating all these things planned by Satan to destroy mankind and the earth are deeply embittered, angry, depressed, and hopeless. You see, this kind of knowledge only makes it more real and overpowering to a man. And that's no kind of Christian witness. To say that these things are real and acknowledge them is just speaking truth, but to swim in that cesspool of evil leaves a noxious odor that obscures my indwelling presence in you. You are my light bearers. How can that light shine if it's submerged in the wicked doings of the world? You carry the fragrance of my presence in your hearts. Don't allow it to be obscured by the wicked things of the world. So you see, I have very, very good reasons for limiting you from these things. And the evil always has a certain kind of magnetic attraction that causes men to be curious and more curious, to want to know more, to excel in conversations with new and ever-deepening mysteries of iniquity. But you, my brides, must excel in charity, humility, and actions that prove you belong to the light of the world. As you step forward in purity and devotion to me, you carry this light, which to some is inexplicable, but real nonetheless. You are the living mystery of my love for mankind. Yes, in you the light of hope reaches out to those who are wandering around, so lost in the darkness. So carry the light forward, carry the fragrance forward, and leave a lasting impression of the sweetness of your God that will be remembered by all.